Exciting news at This Week Health. Starting May 16th, our keynote show is moving to Thursdays. Catch every episode weekly on our This Week Health conference channel. Don't miss conversations with top health system leaders designed to transform healthcare one connection at a time. Subscribe to This Week Health conference and stay updated every Thursday. Today in Health IT, U.S. House bans Microsoft Copilot for staffers. We're going to take a look at that. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Hey, this story and all other news stories are on thisweekhealth.com/news. You should subscribe if you get a chance, and we will send you a letter every day with the seven newest stories that have been added to the site. And we add about 7 to 10 every day. And you can stay abreast of what's going on. I talked to a CIO today who said, great newsletter. He reads it every day. There you go. Share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you in the industry. Great way to mentor somebody. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, let's get to this story. U.S. House bans Microsoft Copilot for 365 for staffers. And Drex put this story in there. And here's a little bit of the gist of it. So in response to cybersecurity concerns, the U.S. House of Representatives has prohibited congressional staffers from utilizing Microsoft's Copilot for 365 AI chatbot as determined by the House's Chief Administrative Officer and Office of Cybersecurity due to the risk of data leakage. Okay. This decision extends to a previous restriction on ChatGPT use, emphasizing the legislative body's cautious stance on AI tools. Industry professionals from Quorum, Cyber, and Varonis Systems, however, assert the security and potential of Copilot, highlighting Microsoft's commitment to data privacy and the development of specialized solutions to ensure Copilot's secure deployment. Microsoft is actively working on enhancing security measures and has launched Copilot for Security, and a bunch of other things. The company plans to introduce more government-oriented tools to address Congress's security concerns and leverage AI technology for secure mission critical applications. All right. So this will probably be a quick episode. For once, it will be a quick episode. It's interesting. I did a poll on LinkedIn and it is, will AI transform healthcare in the next 5 years? And 84% is yes, as you would imagine. 16% is no. It's not as split as you would think. I can see who voted for what. And the 16% has at least three CIOs in the group. And the majority of the other one, the CIOs are in the other group. But it's interesting to me that we still have varying opinions on this, even in the technology world, how impactful this will be. And it takes me back to a time when I was installing networks. And I remember I was at Mosby Yearbook. Mosby Yearbook did a lot of medical publications and whatnot back in the day. They were a mid-sized employer in St. Louis. And I remember they were one of the first that decided, hey, we're going to put IP addresses on all these computers and we're going to put them on the internet. And I remember thinking how forward-thinking that was at the time. Now, it's interesting because I remember going back there a couple years later and they said the internet makes solitaire look like a productivity tool. If you remember Windows 3.1, I don't know how far back you go, but Windows 3.1 had solitaire on it. And so it was the game that got played incessantly in offices and it was considered a productivity killer. And you fast forward and the internet was also a huge time waster within organizations, but it also introduced a whole host of things that enabled us. And it wasn't the internet per se, it was the network that underlie the entire internet that gave us the ability to communicate, send messages, and really do away with the fax machine and a bunch of other things along the way. But that took a fair amount of time to really have its full effect on business, and it has been transformative in business, but it took a while for it. You saw little bits and pieces up front, and then things started to come together. AI is interesting to me in that I don't believe we are looking at something that needs a lot of things to come together in order for it to really go to the next step. I think the underlying technology is there. We've been playing with it for a better part of 20 to 30 years. So people who are saying, hey, it's going to be moving slow, fail to recognize that we've been working with this technology for decades, quite frankly. So it has had its slow phase, and I think we're entering its fast phase. And people who are in the know essentially saying, hey, we're going to see advancements in this in the next couple of years with the processing power that's being developed by NVIDIA and the data centers that are being built out by Google, AWS, and Microsoft, amongst others. And we're just going to see massive amounts of compute power. We're going to see these systems being trained on individual sets of data so that we're going to get really knowledgeable large language models around specific data sets. And all of this is going to converge rather quickly. And so when I see something like US House bans Microsoft Copilot for staffers, I think that has got to be a temporary fix. And those health systems that are saying, hey, we're just going to tell people they can't use ChatGPT, they're going to find that it is being used, much like the cloud was being used when we were saying, hey, we're not using cloud systems. It just ended up being, I don't know, it was like not. In fact, the story I have is when I became the CIO at St. Joe's, one of the phone calls I got in the first couple of months was from Dropbox. And they said, hey, congratulations, you're one of our biggest corporate users, and we want to sit down with you and do some stuff and explore different ways that you can use the system. And so I asked somebody to give me the contract for Dropbox. It turns out we had no contract for Dropbox. It was not a corporate system. It was just being used by so many of the employees. And you want to talk about data leakage. How about that for data leakage? And so we had to do a corporate agreement with a system that had the security and controls around it. I think that's the only way you're going to go down this path, is you're going to have to make it available to people, but you're going to have to educate them. You're going to have to give the right guardrails. You're going to have to build the technology guardrails in order to prevent data leakage and whatnot. And maybe that's a secure browser. Maybe it's an independent system. Maybe it's building out your own LLMs. That's pretty extreme, but that could be a path that you take. But at the end of the day, telling people they're not going to be able to use this is like telling people they're not going to be able to use the internet, or they're not going to be able to use the cloud. If they have a credit card, if they have a computer, if they have access to a network, they are going to be able to use these large language models, and they're going to be able to tap into AI models that are going to be fairly sophisticated, but not controlled, and therefore represent some risk to your organization. So U.S. House bans Microsoft Copilot for staffers. I'm not going to go into the why are they banning it and that kind of stuff. Data leakage is, you know, I think they're just afraid of that stuff going in, training the model, or getting beyond the model and being pushed out by the large language model to another client. Like, they will ask a question about a senator and end up with documents that shouldn't be in their purview. And that's what they're afraid of. And if that's what you're afraid of, there should be ways to create walled gardens around this. Telling people they just can't use it is not going to fly. So there you go. That's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for mentoring. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable, ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.